Tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you being part of it today. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, June 10th, 2025 edition. Text message I just noticed from Mike Solarski regarding John James. Great analysis. And he gave me a thumbs up. I truly believe this is completely self-serving, what John James is doing, running for governor. I don't support him for governor in any way, shape, or form. Not going to vote for him. Not going to support him in any way. Now, I understand that he's raised a lot of money. He's put $1 million into his governor's campaign. He's also got a commitment from Pam and Dan DeVos. They've formed a PAC, I believe it's a super PAC, and have committed $5 million in aerial support of his campaign. Sorry, doesn't impress me. As a matter of fact, with those two being involved in getting this PAC put together, it only causes me not to support him even that much more. I don't like the DeVos family playing games in Michigan politics, but they're millionaires. They can do whatever they want with their money. I understand. But with their support, then James isn't my guy. That simple. And what he's doing right now in this election cycle, not only is it premature, but it could end up costing us that seat in Congress, in the House of Representatives. And if we end up losing the majority, the current speaker, Mike Johnson, is not the speaker. The very radical, crazy Jeffries becomes the next speaker of the House. Well, guess what? Donald Trump's getting impeached, and it'll be John James's fault. That's simple, in my opinion. You cause that very safe incumbent seat to become an open race. Nobody on the Republican side, I believe, is strong enough to win it. And the Democrats will spend a ton of money making sure their candidate does, in fact, win. Well, John, that's all on you. So that's my perspective. That's my answer. Get out of this race and run for re-election. It's that simple. I'm sure the DeVosses can find something else to do with that $5 million they put in that PAC. If they don't want to support somebody else with it, well, they can always shut it down and take their money back. So we'll see where this goes. We'll keep following it. But that's my opinion. And John, you're welcome to come on the show and debate me about this anytime. One other thing that we're looking at today is how the state legislature is responding to different things regarding the security measures happening at the Capitol. Basically not taking any of this up, leaving security to the state Capitol totally to the Michigan State Capitol Commission, where they, as a committee, voted unanimously in favor to adopt a critical infrastructure security measure that required a closed session away from the public to discuss before voting on very scant public details after the vote was even taken. According to the chair, William Candler, the safety measures will not be disclosed to the public. Because if these measures were made public, it would totally negate its purpose and could be thwarted by bad actors. Well, the Michigan State Capitol Commission went into closed session following exemptions under the Open Meetings Act as well as the Freedom of Information Act, and was given advice by the Attorney General's office on how to proceed, Candler said. He didn't say which Attorney General advised the commission, but it was definitely someone from Dana Nessel's office. Before voting to go into closed session, Candler said, "This is a period of time which there are all kinds of political violence incidents occurring. So this commission has the responsibility to protect the building and those who enter it. There'd be no reason to implement the procedures if the public was aware of them. And they would actually be rendered useless if the Capitol did go under siege," Candler said. "The only Capitol building will be subject to these measures. The lawn, the House office building, and the Senate buildings are not included in these measures." Candler said the public will not notice a difference when they enter the Capitol, and it will take some time to implement these measures. He went on to say that there hasn't been any specific security threat in Michigan that sparked this conversation or about them voting to implement these secret security measures. Candler went on to say that the Michigan State Capitol Commission is not asking for more funds. All the necessary funds have already been appropriated, but he did not say what they have been used for and how they would be used in this new security measures that they passed. The office of the House Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader, as well as the Governor's office, all have been made aware of these measures, and we have their blessings and support, according to Candler. However, the rest of the legislature has not been made aware of these changes, and they will not be informed. Interesting. So basically, the quadrant knows about it, the Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader, the Governor's office, but none of the other legislators. Finally, drones will be flying around the state capitol. Advancement of drones have allowed the Michigan State Capitol Commission to perform an exterior inspection of the dome rather than paying for scaffolding to be put up around it. But the commission's meeting today also to discuss using drones as a potential way to enhance security of the building. Rob Blackshaw, executive director of the commission, said also painting and cleaning of the dome is still 10 years away. But by hiring a drone company to come in and take high-definition photos of the Capitol's dome, the roof will actually save us money as opposed to scaffolding. Additionally, placing guardrails and restrictions via the use of the drones is also part of the process. He said that State Representative William Bruck, Republican of Erie, is working on legislation that would designate the Capitol as critical infrastructure and allow and implement geofences to limit drones that end up flying around the building itself unless part of the security measures previously spoken about. So private drones will not be able to fly around the Capitol. just ones that are allowed by the security details. So pretty interesting story there about the actual Capitol building, trying to increase security protection of it in case of any type of threat. So we'll see. According to the story, not going to use any more taxpayer dollars. They have the ability to fund these projects completely with the appropriations they already have received. So we'll see where this goes. Is this something we actually need to be spending money on? Do they actually have a threat? According to the story, they don't. So we'll see where this goes. Another short story we've been following. They held a vote by the Michigan State Police Troopers Association members. 1,200 of them responded. 98.48% of the majority said they do not have confidence in the current Michigan State Police leadership. However, the governor is sticking with her appointment. Only 18 of the 1,167 members who voted said they have no confidence in the leadership of Colonel James F. Grady II, as well as Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe. Friday, the letter came from the State Troopers Association, where the President Nate Johnson said they sent out 1,544 ballots. 1,185 of their members responded, meaning that they only received roughly about 77% of their ballots back. However, in the letter to the governor, they stated that the overall membership have taken a vote of no confidence of the current leadership of the Michigan State Police. Well, MERS News Service reached out to the governor's office and got no response. Pretty interesting. So we'll see where this goes. Maybe the governor wants to talk to the Troopers Association in person before coming out with a change of leadership. But at this point, it appears that she's going to stick with that team that she appointed. Interesting. Michigan State Police Troopers, they're responsible to protect the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And they're not happy with the leadership she's chosen. We'll continue to follow this story. Final segment is today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Michigan Department of Transportation is proposing a ban on camping or living in vehicles at Michigan rest areas and carpool lots. Kind of a short, interesting story. Michigan Department of Transportation wants to prohibit people from camping, living in their cars, leaving their vehicles for long periods in the state's rest areas and carpool lots. Currently, Michigan Department of Transportation lacks any official administrative rules to enforce prohibition of these activities, though officials say they can impound a vehicle if it hasn't been moved in 3 days. That's why MDOT is now asking the state's departmental rulemaking body to allow for these new rules. We have policies currently, but they're not really rules, and therefore they're not enforceable, said MDOT spokesperson Jocelyn Garza. So what we need to do is have an established set of approved rules and policies that will be enforceable. That way, when we're in a situation where people are violating the rules, we can actually act on it. So, evidently, people have been occupying the rest areas and the carpool lots, and MDOT's not happy about it. So, they're going to seek some rules and see if they can get the power to impound vehicles and or give tickets. So, we'll see where this goes. We'll keep following this story. Lots of absolutely interesting stories coming out of Lansing this week. Finally, a couple of things. I want to remind you, you heard Ian Murphy talk about it in the second hour. Not this Friday, but next Friday, June 20th, I'll be broadcasting live from the Iron Pig South location. As soon as I get off the microphone at 12 noon, we'll be in the golf outing at the Ridge Golf Course. If you want to come join us, just text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link to the website riskitfest.com, or you can go into the downtown location or the south location and actually buy physical tickets for the golf outing on Friday. Again, a week from this Friday, June 20th at noon at the Ridge Golf Course. And Saturday, the big party. The Risk It Festival is going to start at noon. It'll really get happening at about 4:35 o'clock. That's when the entertainment will kick in and go until 11 approximately when the fireworks are over. That will be the party to come to. It's not, again, this Saturday, but next Saturday, June 21st. So you still have time to get tickets. Greatly, greatly appreciate you come and party with us. We're looking forward to it. Also, you've been hearing the commercials. Want to remind you that you can get your tickets now for the 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. It's going to be on Saturday, July 19th from noon to 4 in Central Lake, Michigan. Bring your firearms, bring your ammunition. The ranges will be open if you want to sight in your deer rifle. If you want to shoot at bowling pins at the pin shoot, that'll all be set up, ready to go. We're going to have a great time, but we're focusing this year on young people. 12 and under are free. Teenagers are $25. Adults are $50. We've had increased costs in the venue. We've had increased costs in our food. So we're unfortunately raising our prices this year. We are going to be absolutely focused on young people. 12 and under being free, we're asking that you bring them to the event, take them out to the safety gun ranges, have them get some firearm training from our range safety officers, and then have them shoot a .22 handgun as well as a .22 rifle. And John Palmer of Palmer Farms in Onaway, the pig farmer, he's went out and purchased a brand new Winchester long rifle, 500 rounds of ammunition and a soft cover, and the kids will be put into a drawing. Any of the young people who participate in the fun shoot, the firearm safety out there, will be put into a drawing and will be the winner of this brand new Winchester long rifle with the ammunition and the cover. Palmer Farms in Onaway, we greatly appreciate John doing that for us. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. If you'd like the link to the website to get all the information, just text me fun shoot, two words, or pig roast. And you'll be able to get your tickets online. You simply click on the yellow donate button. That'll take you to our PayPal account. You put your information in there, make your donation. Very simply, change the zero to your dollar amount. And if you're buying more than one ticket, put the names of the other individuals in the note to the seller box and put your names in there, and we'll make sure you get added to the spreadsheet, the check-in sheet at the gate. Security folks will be checking people in. You will need your ticket from your PayPal receipt. Print out the email or take a picture of it on your cell phone and show it to the guys at the gate with your photo ID. You'll be able to get in. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Lastly, we got a $200 anonymous donation at the post office box by check. The Legal Defense Fund is up to $3,600. We're getting close to 4,000 folks. We need your help. Text me legal and I'll send you the information on that as well. So that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.